today we welcome back Lisa from Podiatry to You to chat about our young one and their feet and how to go about choosing the right shoe for them. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Rosemary and listeners.
Lisa, now this is a question that I'm sure every person or every parent has asked themselves at one point or another. What do we need to do when we're thinking about choosing shoes for our little people?
Well, it does depend on their age and the particular purpose that the shoe has. For example, infants learning to walk or children starting another year of school or those young ones engaging in their chosen sport or extracurricular activity, they'll all have different footwear needs. So the context is very important to think about.
Okay. And so this certainly sounds like a great place to start. What else do our listeners need to think about?
Well, the fit is the next thing that we really need to get right, Rosemary. And they need to be long enough for their feet, with a bit of growing room, of course, wide enough. And we also need to think about the shape of the foot and the amount of depth that the young one's feet have in the shoe as well. And many people don't consider that their feet and shoes come in different shapes. So if we can, and that they actually do take up depth in our shoes as well as the length and the width. So, yeah, they're important as well.
They certainly would be. And Lisa, you know, it's a fair bit to think about when you sort of boil it all down. If parents are feeling a little bit unsure or overwhelmed, who should they talk to for assistance?
Yeah, well, the good thing is that that's what podiatrists do. We are lower limb experts, and we can parents can bring their children in to see a podiatrist. We will assess their child's needs and any concerns that their parents may have, and we can provide some very specific recommendations that are right for their child. Because, you know, they're not all the same, they're all different. And a common scenario is that parents will often book their children in to come and see a podiatrist before they're heading back to school for another year or another term because, you know, they're constantly growing, so their needs can change.
Sounds like a pretty good idea to me, Lisa, and that's great to know. Thanks again for joining us today and giving us those helpful tips on keeping our young ones' feet safe and healthy.
You're welcome, and have a great day, everyone.
Lisa Kenning, Podiatry to You, keeping our community connected. Listen again to the podcast on the 101.5 website.